Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now via Zoom, one of the stars of Grey's Anatomy, Giacomo Giannotti. How you doing, man? Did I pronounce that all right?
Pretty good, yeah, Giacomo Giannotti, pretty good.
Giacomo Giannotti, okay, what do your friends call you?
Giacomo,
makes sense,
that makes sense.
I have an Italian wife, and that's a beautiful name, and all the kids have Italian names. Were you ever encouraged to try to change it to something a little to a stage name?
Definitely, yeah, I think I tell this story that I still have the agent now that I started with, because she was the only person that when I took meetings out of theater school that didn't ask me to change my name.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
I was just like, I respect you. You respect me. Let's do business together, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for you, man. Good for you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Officially, how's life been treating you during all this madness that we've been experiencing?
It has been madness, but I've been trying to find ways to stay sane and, pay attention to things that I was neglecting. Maybe I think a lot of people feel that way too, you know, sort of forced us all to slow down and smell the roses a little bit. And, you know, certainly for people like us who are in entertainment, we're busy, we're going from thing to thing. And, you know, we often don't have the time with our family that we would like to have. So that's been one plus side definitely to this.
Yeah, I agree. It forces you to kind of stop and pause and appreciate it all. Let's talk a little Grey's Anatomy. You, of course, play Dr. Andrew DeLuca, another great name on the show. And word is season 17 is on the way. Have you guys been able to begin filming yet, or where do we stand as far as production?
We're hoping to get started very soon, but it's a very difficult endeavor, as many, you know, studios are facing. How do we reopen safely, and how do we do all the work now so that we don't have to keep getting shut down because we didn't take all the right protocols, right? So it's like, let's wait till everything's perfect and then we'll open. But it's a new world. So new jobs are being created, new roles are being created to keep people safe on set. And every union has their 2 cents about, you know, how they want it to be. And for all the unions to get together and agree on that, it's a mess. But I'm hoping that we can all kind of come to an agreement and get back to work for everyone's mental health.
Yeah, no, sure. Absolutely. And obviously there'll be new storylines as well. And I also read that you might be incorporating a COVID storyline. Is that going to be a big through line, you think, this next season? Have you heard anything about that?
look, you know, Grey's Anatomy has always prided itself long before I was on the show at tackling current events head on. And in fact, often, you know, being ahead of the curve, at least, you know, on television. And so it's with no doubt that, you know, I think the writers have ideas about that. But at the moment, you know, I don't have any scripts. But yeah, these are, you know, we always tackle current issues head on. Sure. So I'm sure they want to have a take on it. But we haven't gotten anything official yet in terms of scripts.
Stay topical. And one thing that is consistent is the romance on the show as well. And you've kind of struggled in the romance department, or your character, I should say. I'm sure in real life things are great. But do we know where we're picking up? Come your character.
Yeah. So, I mean, my character kind of went through a big journey in his mental health towards the end of the last season, which caused a lot of space and separation between Ellen Pompeo's character and I, because we were both sort of dealing with a lot. But now that he's sort of accepting what he's going through, which is kind of like the first stage of just sort of accepting, you know, that there's something wrong and that needs to be addressed and that he needs help, that, you know, hopefully as he goes on that journey to getting help, mm-hmm. that he might be in a better place to invite romance and be a better partner. So I'm hoping it works out for him. I'm cheering for him.
We'll have to see. You're also in this film called The Cuban, which just hit select drive-in theaters. But break that down for us, please.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, director Sergio Navarrete, also another Italian-Canadian filmmaker who I know from Toronto. I'm Canadian, by the way, for those of you who don't know.
Okay.
Told me this beautiful story of, like, you know, I got Lou Gossett Jr., who's an Oscar winner, who's interested in this project and this film that I'm developing, and I have sort of a supporting character that I really love for you to play. Would you be interested? And this was very sort of early development sort of days. And I just said, yeah, that sounds great. And so he continued developing the project. Then when it came together a couple of years ago, you know, I signed on. But essentially it's about, you know, Lou Gossett's character has dementia and, you know, Alzheimer's. And so it's largely about population, a part of our population, which is largely forgotten and neglected often, which is our elderly community. Mm. And, you know, a lot of people who maybe have estranged family members or have lost their families or don't have anyone to visit them. It's a very sad scenario. And so this young nurse in this film discovers that when she plays music, especially, you know, Afro-Cuban jazz, he suddenly starts to peak up and he suddenly starts to remember things, smile, be able to eat and take medication. So she starts sort of linking this power of music with dementia and the elderly community, and sets out on this journey to kind of revitalize and then learn more about him. And so I play her boyfriend in the film, and we both kind of get our heads together as my character is a psychology major who's studying the brain and how it works, and so the power of music on all that. So it's a really heartwarming, beautiful story about the power of love, the power of music, and our elderly community.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. And I like the Cuban influence with the music there. So you got to work with Honey Roy Palmer. You ever see that movie, Digstown?
Sorry?
Do you ever see that movie, Digstown?
No.
Oh, you got to watch it now that you worked with him. Okay. Louis Gossett, he plays this fighter named Honey Roy Palmer. It's great. You'll love it, especially that you got to work with him.
Also, Iron Eagle. Watch that.
Well, Iron Eagle's another one, yeah. He's got a nice, strong body of work. You're also a musician, huh?
I mean, yeah, I'd say more recreationally. I'm not like touring stages and doing festivals, but yeah,
what do you play? Every
time, I certainly love to do that.
What do you play?
I play guitar and sing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, the Grey's Anatomy schedule has been pretty insane the past 5 years, but I always said, you know, if I ever have a moment where I have some real downtime, like this pandemic, that maybe I kind of put together some music and stuff like that. So it's definitely something I hope to kind of put together in the future, but at the moment, you know, nothing. What,
you haven't been taking advantage of this time then?
Not in that way.
What kind of music you like? Who are you influenced by?
I guess Motown is probably like my favorite type of music. I got Marvin Gaye like all over my office.
Nice.
And that's sort of like my hero and my roots. So of music that my parents, you know,
right on,
were playing when I was growing up, and it certainly influenced me. And so, yeah, Ray Charles and Marvin Gaye and all the Motown legends. That's sort of my jam.
Well, you got good taste, man. Listen, Giacomo, before I let you go, I'm gonna put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay.
Oh God, I'm scared.
Very easy. Favorite show you've watched during quarantine?
Ozark.
Yes, nice. First place you're going to vacation when this is all over?
Italy.
Dream music collaboration?
Dream music collaboration?
Yes, if you can work with any artist, let's say.
Oh, if I could work... Oh, so, God. Alive or... I guess Alive, probably... Billy Joel, dead Marvin Gaye.
Okay, okay. Favorite medical term?
You got me on the spot here. I have no idea. Favorite medical term. I'll get back to you on that one. We had a word that I had to practice for a week on how to say it, and I'll get back to you on that one. That was a good one.
Okay, okay, no problem. What's your go-to late-night snack?
Dried mangoes.
Dried mangoes. See, fresh mangoes is my go-to.
Very specific.
Yeah, the dried. Interesting. Okay. Superpower if you could have one.
I've always wanted to fly. I'm obsessed with like Peter Pan and that whole story. And I just, yeah, I love, yeah. I can't imagine like what it'd be like to fly.
Peter Pan, but not Superman.
No, I don't need all the extra vision and all that. That's too overkill. I just need to fly.
You want to stay young. Real quick, though, I'm sorry. I want to talk about this virtual festival you're a part of. My friend's place. It's my friend's place virtual summer festival. It's a great cause benefiting homeless youth. Break that down and how you got involved.
Yeah, so I've been working with them for over 5 years now. I just, you know, as a young guy moving to Hollywood and, you know, trying to get a break and auditioning a ton. And I was living in Hollywood and I just saw that, like, everywhere I looked, there were so many homeless people, especially homeless youth. And so I wanted to see if there was something that I could, you know, get involved with. And mm-hmm. I asked around and I found out about my friend's place, and they've been, doing this for over 32 years now. And, just an incredible organization that has a ton of arts programming, you know, workshops with, you know, to help parents, people get jobs, clothes, the right. resumes together, mental health, access to medication, all that kind of stuff. So just a really remarkable, remarkable place. And every year, we host a gala, and it's a really big event. We get a lot of celebrities to come out. Jack Black hosted last year, and, you know, raised a ton of money. And so this year, along with a lot of other organizations, you know, we had to pivot to something virtual to keep everybody safe, but we still wanted to kind of make it exciting, accessible. So we decided to do this, you know, week-long summer fest where every day there would be a workshop that you could kind of tune into virtually through a Zoom link. And tonight we got a drag queen bingo. I hope to see you there, Mario.
I am. Hold on a second. Is the drag queen bingo at Hamburger Mary's?
It might be. It would virtual. Be normally. But it's not
right. That's right. It would be normally.
Have you been to a previous one?
No, but I've gotten invited to Hamburger Mary's. And I was actually going to go and take my mom.
That would have been awesome.
Because she loves bingo. She loves bingo.
I thought you'd get a kick out of that.
That's awesome. we got a drag queen bingo tonight. Tomorrow we have like an art workshop for families. They can tune in with whatever art supplies they have, sit around the computer, and you'll be guided through an art class from one of our volunteers. There's a wine tasting. Thursday night we have A Night United, where we're going to be honoring Anne Blanchard and Rosanna Arquette, some of the champions of my friend's place this year, and I'm hosting that night. And that's going to close out the festival. It's all going to benefit our homeless youth at my friend's place. So there's kind of something for everybody to get involved with. So I thank you for helping me get the word out about it. It's really special.
You got it. That's some great stuff. And we'll put all the info up on our website. And listen, I'm working late tonight. If not, I'd be hitting you up about that drag queen bingo.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's
next one.
It.
All right. Hey, it was nice meeting you and catching up. You got it. Listen, we're going to be on the lookout for season 17 of Grey's Anatomy in the near future. And everyone, please check out myfriendsplace.org for details on this great event Giacomo is involved in. Giacomo Gianniotti. Did I say that better?
Yeah. Better. Yeah.
All right. Good.
Ask your wife. Ask your wife how you did.
Giacomo Giannotti. I love it. That's like music. That name in and itself.
I don't know if Courtney's gonna know because her name is Courtney.
Courtney. I tease her mom all the time because they're 100% Italian. Giacomo.
Like, why did you name her Courtney?
Exactly. I said because she looks very Italian, and I'm like, ooh, she's got to have an exotic name like Francesca or Isabella. And then when she said I'm Courtney, I'm like, Courtney. I was so disappointed. So I bust her chops about it all the time. All right, man. Have a good one. We'll talk later.
Take care. Okay, thanks bye. So much.
On with Mario Lopez.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.